broadcasting from Cal State University, Long Beach. This is KKJZ FM HD3, Long Beach, Los Angeles, and 22westmedia.com.
All right. On the Bench is back. Sports Talk Radio right here at 22 West. Tony there, Sammy here. Facebook.com/OnTheBenchRadio and on Instagram at On The Bench Sports Talk and on iTunes. Search for it, like us, subscribe, all that fun stuff. So we talked about the XFL today.
We did. Exciting stuff.
We talked about Andre the Giant and his feats. We also talked about the MLB Hall of Fame. And next year, see what happens with that. I'm sure there will be snubs again, as usual.
Of course. You know, sometimes it takes guys a couple of years to...
Yeah, like, you know, 10 years for Edgar Martinez. Like, give me a break.
Yeah, what was this, his ninth, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm like, really? You name a trophy after the dude and you don't let him into your damn Hall of Fame?
Math's not checking out.
No.
So, well, he'll get there.
He will.
He barely will. It was 75 you need, right? And he had 70?
Something like that, yeah. It was real close.
He's right there.
He's close.
Just on the cusp, so.
Just on the cusp. But wanted to talk about the Super Bowl. That game is going to be happening. Oh, we also got the Pro Bowl. Are you going to watch that tomorrow?
Yeah. We'll
or do you got better things to do?
We'll see. I'll play it by ear. If I'm not doing anything around 2 o'clock tomorrow.
Oh, is that the time it even starts? I don't know.
That sounded like a
Pro Bowl time.
That sounded like an appropriate time for it to start. So
yeah, it sounded like a Pro Bowl time. And how about in 2 weeks when we come back, we will go over the MLB free agents that are still lurking.
Yeah, there's some big names. And we'll see if they are still lurking at that point in time.
Which they might be, but Lorenzo Cain signed a big deal.
Christian Yelich did as well. And the Brewers are bolstering their crew. So we'll see. They're going for the Cubs in the Central.
And how about the Giants coming for the Dodgers?
Honestly, they got two guys who are getting past their prime.
Longoria,
McCutcheon.
That's true.
But I'm keeping my eyes on the Cardinals, who got Marcelo Ozuna.
Yes.
Also brags an outfield of Tommy Pham.
Uh-huh.
Good, decent pitching. And I think they're going to be a force, too. I think the Central is going to be a lot more difficult for the Cubs.
Yeah, and watch out for those Pirates. I mean, sorry. I was talking to the Reds.
Oh.
Like, watch out for those Pirates, Reds, because they have a battle for last place.
They're the only team that should be watched out for them.
Unbelievable. I mean, unbelievable.
And, you know, the Reds, they had, I think, like five guys last year who had 25 or plus homers.
Mm-hmm.
Schrebler, Votto, among others. But, yeah, but their pitching was just obscenely
terrible.
Yeah. Pitching wins ball games.
It does. It really does. So. Look at the World Series. But you know what wins the Super Bowl?
What wins the Super Bowl?
Well, Tom Brady and Bill Belichick usually win the Super Bowl last, like, 12. Yeah. 15, 20, 30 years.
Those numbers check out.
Who are you taking in this game on February 4th?
If Nick Foles can mirror what he did last week and whip out of his pocket something, I don't know.
Whoa, careful.
We're a family-friendly show, folks.
We just talked about Will Chamberlain sleeping with 20,000 women.
Yeah,
Andre the Giant drinking 200 beers.
Child's play, come on. Yeah. But, you know, every bone in my body wants to root for the Eagles, but
fly Eagles fly, my friend.
I mean, if I'm going with the numbers, if I'm going with the history of the past, I have to go Patriots. Last year, I made that mistake, and I was feeling very confident at halftime,
and in the third quarter,
and look where that left me.
Yeah,
and the rest of the football world. So, I am not going to make that mistake again. And I'm going to put my money on. And also, they didn't have Gronk that Super Bowl.
They did not.
So, if the Super Bowl was to be this Sunday, he would be ineligible to play due to concussion protocol against the Jaguars. But everybody's saying that he's going to be fine to play next week in the Super Bowl.
What about Brady's hand?
Well, wasn't really an issue for him last week. So, I think he's going to be fine. I think if better. Than he was last week.
Of course.
It's Brady. It's the Super Bowl.
Exactly.
It's Belichick.
He's going to drink his water.
He's going to drink his water.
It's going to magically heal his thumb.
Exactly. He's going to do his morning yoga. He's going to pee approximately 3 times in a 2-hour increment.
Yeah.
And he's going to do some other cultish-like preparation, and he's going to win the Super Bowl.
Yeah, him and Russell Wilson have that weird water. Like, Russell Wilson said, water cured my concussion. I'm like, yeah, I don't
think so. It's Voss water.
Yeah. You're weird.
But stick to the tap.
What's the score?
All the chemicals.
What's the score? Oof. Who you got?
I think they're just going to pull out an offensive onslaught on the Eagles. I think it's going to be 45
45 to 24.
I think it's going to be an onslaught.
Who gets the MVP?
Amendola.
Hey, you know what? That's not outside the box.
I think Amendola is going to be a. I think he's going to have a 4-touchdown game.
And that's not too far, like, thinking out of the box, because that dude has been coming up money in the playoffs.
Yes,
for them.
He has.
Stinks in the regular season, and then boom,
playoffs,
he's the secret weapon.
He just comes out of nowhere.
Well, the Pats are favored by 4.5, over under 48. You have the Pats almost covering the over by themselves. You know, you got the two number one seeds going at it.
Yeah, but, you know,
both
the Eagles
13
are
and 3.
Without Carson Wentz.
They are. So. They do have Nick Foles. But they do have two Patriots on that squad from last year.
Mm-hmm.
They got that bowling ball, LeGarrette Blount, and they got Howie Long's kid. I forget his first name.
Howie Long's kid works.
Howie good. Long's kid. That's what people know him
yeah,
as.
Yeah, sure.
So they both won a ring with the Pats last year.
And they know what it feels like.
They know what it feels like.
They know what's coming.
But you also got to look at the other side. The other team, it's Bill Belichick versus some dude with a bad haircut in Peterson. So, who are you going to take in that? You got Belichick, who's won 5, probably cheated him for 4 of them.
It's a walk in the park for him, man.
It is. He's been here before. Brady's been there before, if I remember.
Oh, yeah.
This will be his 8th Super. Isn't that just insane?
It's crazy.
Makes me sick.
It's just
makes me sick.
It's just a common practice for him at this point.
It is.
You know, it's just like, oh, yeah, yeah. That's why, I don't know, it made me kind of mad to see emotional get all emotional. Belichick get all
That's
emotional.
That's right.
You know, I'm like, what are you crying for? What are you happy for?
I thought he would have walked out like,
you know, it was like watching a millionaire win a $5 scratcher and get happy about it. And it's just like, what?
Exactly.
I don't understand. But, you know, it's... I can never know what that feels like.
Me either.
You know?
Wait, to win a Super Bowl or win a scratcher?
Yes.
Okay. So, I'm taking the Pats, too. I think it's going to be, I'll say, 28-24 okay. Patriots.
A little closer. But yeah. I'm going with Onslaught. I think, yeah, I think we had the same score for the Eagles anyway. But
yeah.
I think the Patriots are going to just...
They'll get it done.
Psh, psh, psh.
They so, will we'll, get it done.
They will. That's what they do.
Mm-hmm. That's what they do.
22 West Radio.